Now we're reading excerpts about the building, the future society, excerpts by Bala Sulam. We'll continue from excerpt 18. You can find it in our website, Kabda TV, and you ask questions there.
Okay, with these excerpts, we're working on building the society, because we're in a state where the crisis, the general crisis that Kabbalists are now have been describing in the last few generations, is now unfolding before us and expanding, and it needs to bring all of humanity into a recognition of its growing ego that is growing among it, in within each and every one, and will need to do something with our ego. Or otherwise, we see that it will bring us to a place where there's barely any future for the world. And the problem, and the number of problems, and the diversity of the problems, and their depth is growing deeper and wider every day. So let's see how Baal Sulam sees by what we can correct our nature, reach a certain connection between us, adapt ourselves in some way according to Creator's nature, in order to receive an illumination and to learn how to organize life and ascend according to the program of creation, plan of creation, to the highest degree, because we are in a process. The general plan is working on us. We are in it, or we are advancing by the plan itself, meaning by suffering, where we don't even feel how much we're not suitable for the plan, or we're going according to the plan, or even running ahead of it, and accordingly we feel good. So these are the two ways, the two options before us. Let's see what they say about us, to us.
Quote 18, Bala Sulam, out of the writings of the last generation. You will not break natural egoism with artificial means such as public opinion and education. There is no cure for that, but a natural religion.
Meaning, the natural egoism, you cannot break it with artificial means. What kind of artificial means? Whatever the public possesses, such as education and public opinion. Other than that, we have nothing. We can try and educate the public as much as we want, but nothing will come out of it. We'll only emerge weak, and also the public opinion. There's no public opinion, and there will never be. And even if there will be such an opinion, it has no power to change our nature. Our problem is that our nature is personal and egoistic. Each one of us needs to rule over the others with our vast possibilities, various opinions, and with each passing day, our ego is growing, and we're becoming more and more extreme, and more distant from one another. We see the number of parties is growing, the separation in society is growing, how even in the same nations that used to be so primitive, so common, they had no business dividing themselves into various streams and sects and so on and so forth. Now you have parties and movements and different, strange to one another. So our progress is awakening in us a great deal of worry, because we see that there are many people in society, throughout the entire human society, in every nation, that are willing to light the fire of war, since it might allow them to rule. And so, because we cannot change man's nature by education or by public opinion, what do we have to do? There is no cure for that, but a natural religion. Bestowal, what the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about. Now, the question is as follows. What's interesting, what we're bringing is not education. We are calling it education. But Baal HaSulam says that education will not help. Rather, when we say we're bringing education, we're bringing social change by the reforming light. This is called religion. This is the natural change that exists in nature. So if we're going with that, if we ourselves attain the sources of this power of bestowal, and we bring those powers through us as a conduit, as a pipeline to the nation of Israel and the whole world, then we will succeed. Clear? No?
What's the difference between education and the public opinion and religion?
Religion means the wisdom of Kabbalah, the religion of bestowal. Yeah. So if we bring the religion of bestowal to the general public, then because we are bringing this to him, we're teaching him, we're organizing him, or it, in tens, in connection of everyone with everyone. If it comes from us, it comes by the reforming light. We are as Golgata Einayim towards the Achap.
What education and public opinion is he talking about here that won't break the ego?
That won't break the ego? Well, he spoke about regular education, what he calls education and public opinion. Public opinion and education is the way public understands it. But there's no cure for it, but except for religion, which is natural. What is natural religion? Only in order to bestow, only through bestowal, the reforming light.
If we educate for connection, unity, and will bestow...
Who will do it? If someone will educate some organizations, nothing will come out of it. Only despair.
So it's not about the method. It's the one who has the method. The one who passes it.
That's why it's calling that kind of education, the one that will offer a cure, it's calling it religion, which is natural.
So I'm saying religion and the public opinion, it's the same. It's means.
Where?
The religion. The bestowal, religion of bestowal, and educating the people for bestowal is the same.
Oh, no, you're using the various forces there without the reforming light. Seems so clear to me. Natural egoism, you cannot break it with artificial things, such as education or public opinion, and there's no cure for it, for this natural egoism. You won't be able to correct it except through a religion, which is natural.
Religion, I pass it on by public opinion and education. How do I pass on the bestowal, the wisdom of Kabbalah, without education or public opinion?
Yeah, but it's already a different kind of education and public opinion, where you want to raise them to a different degree, you know, using the reforming light. Sometimes we have such a disconnect, I don't understand what to do. There are two sentences here. Look at the text. First line. You will not break natural egoism with artificial means such as public opinion and education. No. Why? Because they're trying to do it using education and public opinion. Nothing is coming out of it. Nothing will ever come out of it. What can be? Only the reforming light that's designed for it, which is in a spiritual level. It appears on a spiritual level. That's why it says there is no cure for that which is a natural religion. A religion of bestowal, when you bring them to people, organize them in circles, you open up for them. Where are we? In what reality? What soul? And so on and so forth. And you organize them in actions of mutual bestowal, and you are doing it, and through you, it appears through your through your conduit, and then it happens.
What I'm saying is there are no problem with the means called public opinion and education if we do it.
It will be different. It will be a religion.
Okay.
Clear, yeah? Who else didn't grasp it?
If you can please focus us on our work, where are these elements that enable the light to work more so that our actions in dissemination will be the most efficient?
Our dissemination is divided in several to several parts. First of all, we're explaining to humanity where is it? In a state of crisis, instead of helplessness. I mean, we don't want to overburden them. But nevertheless, explain that we need to advance towards connection between us. We see that nature is leading us to a state where we are more interdependent on the one hand. On the other hand, we are in opposition to nature, which is going to bring us closer to another through media, through everything. Everyone is mixed with one another on the one hand. On the other hand, in each one, in every nation, in every part of humanity, the ego is growing and separating us. Meaning we are in a in clashing tendencies. Clashing tendencies. On the one hand, by nature, not us ourselves, we want to be more in the more intermingled and in the know and to know more. Look what's happening with soccer and football, Eurovision contests, all that's in a good way. And then the bad way, each one wants to break through the other's boundaries. And the economy is also helping us to be in this struggle and connection. In everything, struggle and connection. And with our nature, which simply grows stronger, our nature wants us to separate. But human development is bringing us closer. We're under such forces that eventually bring us to these conflicts. And small conflicts bring us to big conflicts. We see it in history. And we are before a big conflict. And we need to explain it, not even using our words so much, our words, but proof, using proof that is not ours. And you have a ton. The world is saying, we're going to war, you know? People are like, already they've lost hope. So this is part of our explanation, right? Second part of our explanation is that we prove to humanity that only connection between people is the salvation, because in our development we constantly come to the necessity to connect. And every time when we cannot connect, we wage a war, a few millions die, and then humanity enters a relatively calm period. Again, we advance with industry, with trade and commerce and such connections. We are unable to keep the correct connections. Again, we go to war. We sever the ties between us, and again, after the war, we enter a period of relative calmness. That's it. If you're talking to Israel, in America or here, you have an additional layer of explanation, which is what is Israel's role in that? Why they hate Israel? And then you explain that they hate Israel because they hold the special method of connection, method of bestowal. And subconsciously, the nations of the world feel it, and that's why they say that they point the finger at Israel. All the problems are because of Israel. If you turn to the nations of the world, you can explain to them also about the role of Israel. No problem. No problem to explain to them. You're not hiding from anything, from anyone. You cannot hide anything. We're in a state where we have to scrutinize everything and see our common, or the general fate, our common fate. But the important thing is that the method of connection, which is necessary according to every process nature is going through, we're not talking about Torah, what's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Rather, nature is showing us that we must come to connection. Otherwise, we must destroy ourselves. It's one or the other. How do we come to connection? So, we don't have any other method for connection except what exists with the Jews. That's why the nations of the world hate them, and so on and so forth. And this way you tie all the loose ends together and they understand where it's all coming from. Now, what is the method of connection? You explain to them. There is in nature a positive force called the upper force, and a negative force, which is the lower force, the egoistic. In truth, those forces are equal. We just simply refer to them as upper and lower according to our appreciation. The positive force should bring me to a positive state, and the negative one should bring me to a negative state. That's it. Now, how to bring the positive force? We can discover the positive force from within nature using this detector, a sensor. Okay. Using this sensor called the group, where you try to connect. You can't, of course, you can't connect, but you try to connect. And you're looking to resemble that force, that so it would influence you, that positive force in nature. And then that positive force gradually begins to work on you, and you can make yourself more similar to it. And through these efforts, you come to a state where you discover him, it, and it connects you. The most suitable for that is the ten. If we will organize the nation, organize all of humanity into such tens, we'll come to a state where it's all good, heaven on earth. And
where here is our religion?
This is our religion. Our religion is bestowal, connection, and bestowal. It can't be any other way. In the ten.
In order to distinguish between education which is egoistic and education which is bestowed.
We're not talking about the egoistic education, it already went bankrupt.
What do I give them? What do I tell them that this education, which is a religion, he's talking about?
Everyone understands we need connection. And we have it. We can reveal the force that connects. It exists in no one person, no one society, no politician can bring it to us. only if when we connect in the right way. The way the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about it, it's a positive wisdom. You can talk about where it's coming from. Historically, it's the foundation of humanity. It's not about the people of Israel or Muslims or Christian or Indian or whatever. No. It's the bedrock of humanity. That's where it's coming from. That's where it was revealed. Because today we are also that same old Babylon after it was dispersed.
Using one sentence, what is the right connection you're suggesting for me?
Each one is included of others. Each one feels the others as part of him. And by that, the whole world becomes one good bundle. Imagine if all the people in the world today would feel as one family. How much would you save with all the problems, troubles, wars, weapons? It would have been, everything would be upside down, meaning the ideal state, the good state, and the worst state, these two states, depend only on the connection or lack thereof between people. That's how it's happening. Okay? Cohen, you don't want to ask?
I wanted to ask, how can I explain what connection is? But you... But you...
Okay.
Pretty much. Itai from Australia is asking, it sounds as if there's a plan of nature to bring us to an emotional connection, and this will lead to a connection between us and him. There's a system working for the sake of others, working in the general...
I guess yes. That's how they ask. Okay, next.
Quote number 19, Bala Sulam, The Writings of the Last Generation. Public egoism can be corrected only by religion. Because education that is based on nothing can be easily ruined by any wicked person. And Germany is the evidence. If Hitler occurred in a religious Germany, he would not have done a thing.
Meaning only the dissemination of the religion of Bestol can help humanity, can help it prevent it from falling into a Nazi regime. Otherwise, we see that in all the countries, especially developed countries, advanced, if you can say this way, Europe, America, we see that Nazi regimes are starting to rise again, to be restored, and we're starting to see it. There's evidence for it. So we have no chance of saving ourselves from this wave of hatred that these regimes bring if we won't work against them in connection with the method of the general connection is above each, all individual connections, private connections that bring hatred to one another. Because even for Nazism, you need to be connected. But connected by hate. The hate is the cause for connection, the hate towards for the foreigners, towards the others. Whereas in our religion, the religion of Bestol is, it's the opposite. Bestowal, connection without boundaries. Is opposed to the religion, to the Nazi religion.
In the religion of Bestowal, what is the motive? What motivates you? What starts the process?
the motivation, this stimulus is that there's no choice. The general nature is bringing us to the general connection.
If with the Nazis it's hating others,
and Nazism, it's only connection in order to hate the others. It supports small groups. You always need, because the ego is constantly growing, even if you build a massive Nazi group, millions of people, but the ego is growing, you need to also create hierarchies in it. So instead you'll have the SS and various other groups of the Reich and so on and so forth. Meaning, it cannot be one unified, because it's built on the ego, whereas the religion of bestowal is built on connection between everyone, therefore it's indivisible. Society remains undivided.
Regarding the newspapers we printed, I'd like to tell everyone that Friday we handed them out in the city square in Tel Aviv. And you can see that when you give someone a newspaper, he's going through a process. And this is the process the entire nation has to go through this newspaper. From seeing Kabbalah on the title and he's a bit scared of it, until you tell him, look, it's a newspaper about love thy friend as yourself. It's a solution for this nation, this connection we need. And then his ears open a bit. And then he accepts the newspaper. He opens it. And what I understood is that we need persistence in our presence out there. So that's, I just wanted to say it, that we really have to be everywhere all the time, every street. And to just hand out these newspapers because everyone's ready for it. We just have to be there and just to serve it to them all
okay.
the time.
You have to decide. Maybe we shouldn't put Kabbalah Lam as a masthead to evoke less resistance. We want to penetrate the people. We don't want them to take it in such a way that they're repulsed by it and they're afraid from it. It could be the good ones, connection, whatever, something. Maybe you have to think of a different name. Please, if Kabbalah and Lam to the people, it's even worse because you want to bring it to them. If it cools people off and repels them, still, we need to take that into consideration. You have to bring the appropriate reaction and then decide what would be attractive to people. What name would be most attractive?
The truth is, in the beginning, when you give someone a newspaper and he sees he's scared from this name, so you say, maybe I'll put the backside, Women's Day, and as if you're trying to avoid it. But if you're persistent and you have the confidence among the friends, it will work. It may work. Only of this feeling of persistence, doing it time and again until this concept.
Guys, I would call it the nation. We thought about it with Dudi.
Yes, we want it. We even have the graphic, but there is a religious organization called Ha'uma. So
what? Who says that I can't call my newspaper like that?
No.
I don't even know what kind of connection this organization has to the nation. As much as I know it from 30 years ago, I don't know what it is today, but I spent time there. I would spend a couple of nights with them during Shabbat. I got to know these guys. They would come to me. I would make copies of Pticha, preface from Rabash. That's a Schoenberger. I know him personally. I was at his place a few times. We met. I know it well. I don't know what's happening now. I don't know what's happening in the last 30 years. I was out of touch with them, but it's not. We can consult with the. It shouldn't bother us. We should consult with our legal department. Okay. Okay. Yes, Chaim.
The truth is, Rav, in the past, when we had the title of Darvut, it was really easy. Wherever we wanted, the open would open. The door would open. Doesn't matter that the second page was Kabbalah Lam, but it opens the door. It makes your life easier.
Yeah, Arvut also. Okay. Alex?
Back to the dissemination for the nations of the world to Europe.
No.
How to disseminate this religion of connection? The role of Israel. Should we explain it? It creates so much resistance from the beginning.
What can you do? What can you do? The hate is clear to everyone that they are haters, that the people reject it, want to move away from Israel, that they look at it in a certain way, let's say. So explain to them why, where is it coming from? Historically, various ways so they would understand that this is the law of nature. They don't want to hear it. There's nothing to do, but it's a fact. It's the truth. Why do they hate the Jews? They need to explain to them. First time in history, there's an answer which is based on our sources, very ancient, and it stems from the foundation of humanity and the people of Israel and Babylon, and it gives, it provides an answer which is contemporary. So, what can you do? And it's a kind of answer that is not erase Nazis and anti-Semites. No, they say, yes, this is a natural phenomenon. Meaning, if I see a Nazi before me, and we had such meetings before, I don't feel hatred towards him. I feel a necessity in me to explain to him what's happening between us. In that we are representatives of nature. I'm on the one side and he on the other. And how we can clarify, scrutinize this gap and bring ourselves and the whole world to a higher state. Otherwise, what will happen ultimately? There will be war. The forces of nature will nevertheless not erase the nation of Israel as Hitler wanted. And also the Nazis will not be erased. Rather, these will suffer and these will suffer and will continue with the hatred and the blows. It's an eternal business. Either we take care of it and we reach connection and then the whole world enters a spiritual degree, higher and higher, or we don't. Or we'll constantly be in wars and under blows. This is something we have to explain. And I explained to him from the side of nature. And I have no hate towards this person. On the contrary, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Jews are guilty. They are not disseminating the method. This is what Bala Sulam is saying, ultimately. I can demand anything from the nations of the world to change their opinion that comes to them from within. Naturally, this hate for Israel. I can't blame them for anything. None of them. That's a problem. These are the arguments, the complaints against me. That Lightman, look what he's saying.
I have the feeling we need to build this. You cannot write in one article. We need to connect. Israel brings connection, but Israel is not doing the fulfilling the role. It's people don't understand that it's too much for them. We need to build step by step.
Right. All right, I think that you can find the time to write a series of articles. Yeah. You in German, your lady in Russian, and in this way, to do more and more and disseminate them online in a printed form, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, we have to do it. Without it, nothing will happen. And I can't tell you anything new about it here.
And with Kabbalah, you would also... Because now we have Kabbalah Academy and the Kabbalah courses, but we know it's for few people, it's not for the masses.
I wouldn't be
I would not continue using the name Kabbalah, and I would change it to something else. People don't associate Kabbalah with the solution for anti-Semitism against Jews. They don't associate it with the solution for the world crisis. They don't associate it with a method for preventing world war. No, the name Kabbalah. Only us who study, after a long time, we begin to understand this is a method for correction, for all corrections. Okay, we'll conclude with that. I recommend to everyone to write and arrange themselves for correction in a way, such a way where if we want to take care of what the Creator is presenting to us, we have no right to exist and we will receive nothing. We must be the pipeline. And with that,
an announcement to conclude Zohar lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight, 5:30, live with Dr. Rav Michael Lightman on Sviva Tova as well. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Fundamentals in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to introductory lessons before we start courses about the Wisdom of Kabbalah all over Israel. Admission is 30 shekels. Please register at 1-700-509-209 or in our website. Thank you. Have a good day.
מה הולך מסביבנו? לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה. אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר.
נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. העולם יתקדם לו, עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן, הכדור בידינו, יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן. כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים, עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק פה אחד השני. ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר, לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, אלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר, לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר.